Okay, simple recording, an audiobook recording to explain the new CAS Awards from FETAC. The new CAS Awards will be the new Common Award system, which was spoken about back in FETAC in 2007, 2008, as far as I know. And it's essentially now next year, 2013, that the Level 4 awards are being rolled out into CAS Awards. Level 3s, 2s and 1s have already gone that way, but most of the providers now who provide Level 4, 5 and 6 will see their providership change and their module descriptors change from next year Level 4s. Essentially, though, from 2014, every single award on the National Framework Qualifications will become a common award system. All common awards are on the National Framework from Levels 1 to 6, and all Heartbeat Safeties awards are mostly already there. The majority of ones we provide already have already been validated. I'll explain what that means in a moment. And they're ready to go. They're ready to roll out from essentially now, but technically from January 2013. The purpose of the common award would be a common design. They would all have common features. They'd all appear in the, obviously, the FETAC directory, but the common features would be their people-related, work practice-related, and their outcome-related as well. So everything we do in the program must be outcome-related and must be assessed properly as well. There's a number of different award types to look at within the common award system, which are quite similar to the old system. You've got minor awards, major awards, supplemental, and special purpose. The biggest key difference to all of these now within the new common award system is that they all have what's called a credit accumulation and transfer system, which means every award has a credit value towards it. For example, our certificate in health and safety has a credit value of 15. And to explain the credit value very simply, each credit, so one credit, would be equal to 10 hours of notional learning by the learner. So if you have a 15 credit award, it's only about 150 hours of learning. Not contact hours in regard to the classroom based, a mixture of contact hours, project work, homework, and exam time as well. The beauty of the credit transfer system, though, is that it's internationally recognized. So now you can take your award when you're finished and you can bring it to the UK, for example, and transfer it across to an NVQ. And you'll be able to work in whatever country has a recognition system with FETAC, or should I say the QQAI, now, which will take your award and recognize your award in that country. Let me just explain the QQI as well. As most of you should be aware, the QQI was launched on November the 6th, and it takes over the roles of FETAC, HETAC, the IUQB, and the NQAI. And all awards from maybe mid-next year, essentially, will be recognised by the QQI, Qualifications and Quality Ireland, is the essential name of it. And you'll be hearing more about that later on anyway, over the next couple of months. A couple of things as learners you need to be aware of. One is the programme validated, and that's one of the biggest key changes as well. All providers now must have their programmes completely validated by FETAC before you're allowed to provide it. In the past, you could download a module descriptor, go teach it, apply for the certification and issue them. Now you've got to submit a complete application portfolio to FETAC or QQI and have it validated, approved, before you can provide the program. And this could become a problem for certain providers, but the majority of providers that would provide long-term awards would have most of their programs validated anyway. Technically, from a learner's perspective, you need to ask that question first. From a Heartbeat Safety perspective, all of our programs that we currently provide are validated. So all of your workplace safeties, health and safeties, occupational first aid, guarding skills, all the current ones are already validated. We're in the process of validating community care, healthcare, and various other awards that we can roll them out next year as well. The Level 5s become common award system from December 2013. So we've got a couple of months to work on that. To check your provider status, you should go to the FETAC website, go to qqi.ie, or indeed go to heartbeatsafety.ie and have a look at what we have to offer.